Hi everyone, this is Ray Dillon, and I'm recording this from Cape Elizabeth, Maine, and I'm outside. There are some owls very close to me, so you might be hearing that the whole time, but I just wanted to take a minute to thank you for visiting the site. We're talking about storynarration.blogspot.com, and I wanted to kind of explain why I started it. I'm an artist, primarily. I have done quite a bit of writing, but my career hasn't, you know, taken that big turn to where I'm doing it full-time or anything. But, you know, I listen to a ton of audiobooks, and I've always thought, I can't wait to get to that point where my stuff is recorded, and I can have, like, George Guadal or you know, one of those really good narrators reading my stuff. You know, I haven't gotten to that point, so I thought I might as well just start recording my own stories. Because I enjoy reading out loud, and you know, it's fun to do, and it's just cool to get to hear it later. And that got me thinking, I bet there are a ton of writers out there in the same place who would just really like to kind of hear their stories come to life. So I decided to kind of take it a little bigger and offer those services out there to everyone, and aspiring writers and even poets and just everyone out there that's writing and would like to hear their stuff. So that's why I got started. And, it seems like a way of, not only is it's easier to get other people to listen to your stories, because when you know, send around a PDF or something, it's hard to get people to, you know, everyone's busy. It's hard to get them to actually sit and read that and then give you feedback on it. And, you know, so this is an easier way. You can send it to them on their phone and they can listen to it right away, or you could even be at a writing convention and maybe you meet a publisher and you could just hit play and let them, you know, listen to it and understand it right away. They hear the mood, they hear the characters, it all kind of comes to life for them too. So maybe that could create some opportunities. But also for us as writers, getting to listen to it like that, I feel like it makes the goal more real. You know, that's very close to having an actual audiobook of your stuff. So it makes it feel more attainable. Like, that's something you can actually do. At least that's how it feels for me. That's why I started it. And I really look forward to getting the chance to read more stories, because I do stay so busy with art that I don't even get a chance to read as much as I would like to. But I do enjoy reading, and I enjoy reading out loud, so this is going to be a fun experience for me, and hopefully a helpful one for you too. And that's the other thing, is I'll also be promoting the stories like crazy. I mean, if you follow me on Twitter or anything, you know, I'm always out there, and I'm trying to, you know, promote stuff and just get people's work in front of a lot of people. So on Twitter and on Facebook, you know, there's quite a few people that are watching on there, so... you know, I want to try to get your stories out to as many people as possible, because I know when I write something, I could post it or something, and maybe I get one or two views, and then maybe a reply. But with art, you get it right away. You get an instant reaction. You get hundreds of views, and I've noticed with these audio recordings that I get maybe 50 or 100 views. And that's actual people that are, you know, listening to it and getting a lot more feedback that way on our stories. So that's what I want for you too, is to just get as much, you know, as big of an audience as you can, and start trying to build that fan base so that you can take your career to the next level. So anyway, that's why I started it. And, you know, I'm looking forward to getting to know a lot of writers and a lot of new styles and all that stuff. So, anyway, thank you very much for visiting the site, and just share it out there, and let's try to get this going to as many people as we can. All right, thank you very much. Again, this is Ray Dillon signing off. The owl is also signing off. He's saying bye-bye. But all right, thank you very much. Have a good night. Bye-bye.